Okay, so hello everyone, I'm Antoine Bujan, PhD student in the University of Pau in France, in southwest of France. And I'm working in a joint laboratory between my university and Novatech in FCAP, that is the office that working on research in the field of construction. And I will introduce you two students that are actually working on it. And these two students is taking place in the historical center of Bayonne, a city near my office. And so the first one I will introduce you is the thermogram simulation with finite element method. And the second one is a daylight study inside a light well in the same quarter. So first, thermogram simulation with finite element method. So here you can see a photograph of the suite where we are actually doing the simulation and the corresponding thermogram of this suite. So in a thermogram, we have many information, like for example, we can see thermal bridges, we can see buildings that is insulated and buildings that are not insulated. We can see also thermal inertia of the wall during the night, but it's easy to see it, but it's quite difficult to well interpret it and to quantify it. So in order to better understand how it's happening inside the street, we are trying to simulate this. So to do that, we take account of these three thermal exchanges inside the street. So basically it's conduction covering the four yellow. It is thermal exchanges inside the material. There is also convection following the Newton's law and using a constant convection coefficient. It's a big hypothesis. And it's thermal exchanges that occur between air and surfaces, typically the wind inside the street. And the radiation. So, first, the long wave radiation following the Stefan-Boltzmann law. In this part, we don't take account of reflection. We assume that every surface is a perfect black body, so there is no reflection. It's also an hypothesis. And you may or may not remark that it means what we are all talking about since yesterday. It's the shortwave part of the radiation. So this part of the computation, now we did it outside of the finite element software because of memory issue. So now we are purely doing this shortwave simulation of the radiation with our radiosity method. But you will see we have some difficulty in the future work by using radiosity, so we are trying also to use radiant simulation and ray tracing simulation. So the idea is to compute irradiance at each point of the street and to compute from this irradiance value the absorbed radiant power and to enter it inside the simulator element simulation as an impulse flux. Sorry. So this is the model of the street. So you can see it is really simplified. And we make the simulation inside this model. So let's see the first result we get. Okay, so this is the same photograph and thermogram I showed you before, and our simulated thermogram. So you maybe think it is not really beautiful result, but we are quite proud of it because we have the good order of temperature. We have temperature at the same order of magnitude of order. Order of magnitude, okay. Sorry. And we also can already see some thermal phenomena like thermal inertia of the wall during the night. So we found it. And we don't want to stop at this point. The future work is to improve the level of detail of our model. So now we have geometry really simplified. We want to improve it in order to get really more precise shadowing and so better radiation simulation. And the other thing, and it is the main challenge actually, it is just to see the shadow. And the biggest challenge for us is to improve the material characteristics of our model. So first, by input reflectance measure on site of each surface of our model, and that's the main problem, to add glass inside our streets. And glass is a material that can transmit and reflect as a specular in a specular way and following the Fresnel law. So maybe you know that for radiosity community is a nightmare. So that's why we are trying Radiance actually to do the simulation. So as the beginner I am in Radiance, I try to in the most easy way to model the glass that can transmit and reflect with the Fresnel law in the most easy way possible. So I found in the Radiance online discourse, and I see many mails that people wanted to do things like me, and maybe I say something wrong here, I don't know, but the two possibilities I found finally is to use BLDF material, but as we see yesterday I had some problem with the big solid angle. And finally, the best way I found a few weeks ago is to combine glass plus mirror and a bright function to have all these three phenomena. So this is just an irradiance map on a building simulated with RPX matrix. And it's only to show you that to give you an order of idea of what is how the diffuse reflection and the specular reflection take a place in our streets. So okay. So the main problem I have now is the number of sensors. It is quite big. And that's the main problem I have. I have computation time really big, and I try to reduce this, but I don't want to reduce also the other parameter like AD. And so maybe I heard yesterday, I'm beginner, sorry. I heard yesterday about Radiance caching, so I see that RPMax tweaks don't use it, so maybe there is possibility, I don't know. I have many questions, as you can see. And so that's all for the first part. And now the second part, it is the work I did for, not for the university, but for Novatech NFCAP. is daylight to die inside a light well in this city. So, as you can see, Bayonne is a really dense urban environment, and it causes some problems. Like, for example, apartments that are located here, far from the streets, there is problem of security access for fireworks. There is also problem of there is no emergency exit. So, and there is another problem. It is linked to daylight. There is many apartments that don't have access, direct access to daylight. And so, since a few decades ago, the city of Bayonne started to demolish some parts of the buildings in order to make a light well space. So, the red dot is locate all the light well that was made since a few decades. And I will show you one study I did in this one. So this is the model of the light well. There is five levels, and it has a shape really elongated, and to do the daylight today, I choose to use UDI metrics because it have a lower value of cubics in the minimum threshold, and I think it is good thing to see in by regarding the comfort, not the energy saving. So this is photo of inside. It is inside the flat that is at the third floor, and you can see it's basically white walls, white ceiling, wooden floor, and you can see a really beautiful exterior view from to this clean wall. And so the architects and the owner of the building was thinking about how to improve daylight in the lowest flat in order simply to first rent it the most expensive they can. So we propose some options, and I will show you two. A bit brutal, but I will say you after a while. So this is the result that we get with the base model. So basically zero, very bad result at the three third floor. And by just changing the reflectance of the light well walls by white walls with 80% reflectance, we get really better results. And okay, just a little remark to the Radiance users. I thought it was good. So here we see that using the basic set of parameters lead to not big approximation, but okay, approximation. And it is because of the shape of the light well and because of the characteristics of the light well. You give really clear words. So, okay. And the results start to converge about 13 ambient bounces. So, the most brutal option we propose to the architects is to add a mirror element inside the light well. But we just trying to keep the wall facing to the window diffused. We don't have a mirror neural effect. And okay, it's a bit brutal, but it improved considerably the UDI result. So I agree, it is not really revolutionary architectural configuration, but I wanted to show you this one because just by changing characteristics of material, we can have really better results. Okay. So I introduced you two of my current works. One with many questions and one that is not finished. So I hope you enjoy it and thank you for your attention.
So you had a question earlier in your talk, which I already forgot because you went to part two. Is it about the material?
Glass.
Glass?
Which material provided material?
Yeah, I didn't quite follow the question, but maybe we can talk about that afterwards. But there was something else, too.
Actually, how long did AB13 take?
AB13? How long did AB13 take?
Not so long. It was three times the time of 85, because with RFlux matrix there is no really big difference by adding ambient density.
And the other question you had implicitly was the calculation times with ARF and TRIP, right? Because you had Y100,000 or something.
Yes.
So you can, there are a couple ways. If you ran it on a Unix machine with multiple processors, you could use the dash N option, and that would speed it up linearly with the number of processors. If you're stuck on Windows, you can still split your 100,000 points into, you know, batches of 10,000 and run those in parallel.
Okay. Like Accelera?
And then just concatenate the result.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's just iterating over those 100,000 points. So you could have the first 10,000 go to one process, the next 10,000 go to another process, and then in the end, you know, join the files. That's another approach.
Okay.
Thanks, Ian.